That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Humankind's fascination with the moon has been evident throughout history. Solar eclipses have dazzled us for thousands of years. They really are quite amazing to watch. For a few minutes, the moon's dark form covers the blinding disk of the sun as the moon passes between the sun and the earth. If you happen to be at the right place at the right time, you'll see day turn to night and the sun vanish behind a mysterious black disk. Many ancient people were often fearful of eclipses, but today we enjoy them for the thrilling and harmless spectacles that they really are. But remember, to avoid eye injury, never look directly at the sun. By the way, did you know that every year there are usually two solar eclipses visible from somewhere on Earth? Welcome to the first in a series of NASA podcasts that will explore solar eclipses and how humans have studied them for millennia. These podcasts will connect you to the cultural history, math, and science behind eclipses, and why we still find them so exciting to watch today. When a total solar eclipse can be viewed from somewhere on Earth, we'll take you live to a country along the path of totality. And thanks to internet technology, you'll see the eclipse as it is happening, no matter where you are in the world. Did you know that the earliest solar eclipse was recorded by Babylonian astronomers on May 3rd, 1375 BC? Our Technology Through Time resource will introduce you to the historical progress of science in studying the sun and solar eclipses. Meanwhile, our podcasts, just like this one, will appear each week in March, with interviews by scientists, historians, students, and teachers. The next total solar eclipse viewable from North America won't happen until May 20th, 2012, but why wait until then to see one? In just a few weeks from now, the next total solar eclipse will occur on March 29, 2006. Its path will pass through countries such as Nigeria, Libya, Turkey, and Russia. But you don't have to be in this narrow band of darkness to experience this spectacular event. This eclipse will be watched by tens of millions of people from around the world, people just like you who have access to the internet. So get prepared, because on March 29th, we will bring the eclipse directly to you, live from Side, Turkey, through an online webcast. Eclipses are best enjoyed in the company of other people, so our next podcast will introduce you to Turkish students and NASA scientists who are also curious about this event. In upcoming podcasts, we'll fill you in on where to go to view the eclipse on the internet and what to look for when it happens. This is simply an experience you don't want to miss, so we'll see you next time. Sun Earth Day is a program sponsored by the NASA Sun Earth Connection Education Forum at the Goddard Space Flight Center and at the UC Berkeley Space Sciences Laboratory. To find out more about the Sun Earth Day program and eclipses, visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov.
This is Troy Klein signing off.